Some weeks we have the problem where we have a parsha without any mitzvos in the Sefer Achinuch. Tonight we have the opposite problem. We have lots of mitzvos, but no parsha of the week, as this Shabbos is Shavuos. So I figured it's a good time to talk about a mitzvah of Shavuos. The challenge is that none of the mitzvos, none of the minhagim that we are familiar with on Shavuos are actually biblical mitzvos in the Torah. Learning all night, flowers, cheesecake, none of those things are actually biblical commandments in the Torah. But there are karbanos, special karbanos offered on Shavuos, Rachmana Litzlan, and Churban. We don't have a chance to experience, but there is an idea of talking about karbanos as a somewhat way of fulfilling the mitzvah. So let's talk about one of the special karbanos of the holiday of Shavuos. One of the special karbanos on the holiday of Shavuos is the Shtei Halechem. Shtei Halechem, two loaves of wheat bread from wheat flour that are offered together with other special animals, Kivsei Atzeres, special karban shlamim for the tzibur, very, very special mitzvah. The Torah refers to this as mincha chadasha, it's a new offering. In that sense, the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos parallels and contrasts really with the karban omer that was offered on Pesach. The karban omer on Pesach allowed chadash, the new crop, to be eaten by people in their homes and bakeries and supermarkets, but you still couldn't offer that grain as karbanos, as menachos, on the mizbeach. The mincha chadasha, only on Shavuos, this was the matir, to allow the new crop to be used as karbanos. One of the unique features about the Shtei Halechem was the fact that it contained yeast. It contained seor. It was actually chametz. And that is unusual, because normally kol menachos baos matzah. Every karban mincha offered with the karban tamid, and throughout the time, was always a karban of flour that was matzah. It was not allowed to rise and become chametz. The Shtei Halechem is one of only two karbanos that was allowed to be chametz. And the other one is? Some of the lachmei toda. Very good. 10 out of 40 of the lachmei toda were supposed to be chametz as well. And the question is, what exactly is it about Shavuos? What is it about the Shtei Halechem that we are allowed to have and supposed to have chametz in the offering? And the Bali Machshava point out a very beautiful idea that normally chametz represents the Yetzihara. Soar represents ego, represents puff, and a lot of hot air, a person who's full of themselves, guided by a Yetzihara mentality. And normally we don't want that chametz anywhere near the Mizbeach. We don't want any gaiva. We don't want any sense of Yetzihara to be on our Avodas Hashem. On Pesach, we go even further extreme. Not just for the Mizbeach, we don't have chametz anywhere. Nowhere in our house are we allowed to have chametz. But when it comes to Shavuos, not only are we allowed to have chametz, we have chametz specifically on our offerings. The Shtei Halechem is a representation that chametz somehow is going to be okay. Why would that be? And the Bali Machshava point out, when we left Mitzrayim without any mitzvos, we were so susceptible to tumah. We're on the lowest level of tumah. For us, any shemetz, any amount of chametz of the Yetzihara was intolerable. Would throw us off. And we marched and we counted and we perfected ourselves to coming to Kabbalah Satorah. And when we get the Torah, suddenly the idea of the Yetzihara is no longer a problem. We actually have an opportunity to use the Yetzihara, to use the chametz for Avodas Hashem. Chazal have an expression, Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote. Torah is the secret recipe to be able to use the Yetzihara, not only to overcome it, but to actually find a way to use it for Avodas Hashem. What does it mean to use the Yetzihara for Avodas Hashem? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Samaches, which discusses what is the proper way to celebrate a Yantiv, any Yantiv. One Pasuk describes Atzeres is Lashem, our holidays are supposed to be godly with learning and davening. And the Pasuk also says Atzeres Lachem, your holidays are supposed to be enjoyed, to eat, drink, and be merry. So which one is it? Is it Lachem or Lahashem? And one Tana holds it's either entirely Lahashem or entirely Lachem. Pick your path. You can have a holiday completely centered on ascetics and davening and learning, or you can have a holiday around eating, drinking, and be merry. You can choose later. Now, the other opinion says that no, it's chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'chem, that you're supposed to balance it out on every single holiday. So the Machlokes says whether you need to have l'chem, you have to enjoy yourself, or not on Yantiv. But the Gemara clarifies that Shavuos is an exception. Hakol modim on Shavuos, you have to have l'chem. Why? Because of Matan Torah. Now you think of the opposite. The day of Kabbalah Satorah, everybody should agree you have to have Lashem. Extra learning, extra davening, Kabbalah Satorah. You have to have Lachem because of Kabbalah Satorah. Why is Kabbalah Satorah a reason to davka have Lachem? But it's the same idea. The idea of physicality, the idea of getting lost in our temptations is something that's very challenging. We have to balance it out. Can a person be trusted not to lose themselves? It's only on Shavuos, where we say everyone agrees you have to have lachem, you have to enjoy yourself, because the Torah teaches us how to make the mundane into something special. We make a brachos on our food, and we have mitzvos of procreation, and mitzvos how to sleep on Shabbos, and we have ways to make our work ethical and make the most boring and mundane transit parts of our life, of our lives, into something very meaningful and very special. On Shavuos, we have to have lachem, we have to show the ability of ourselves to use the Yetzer Hara, to use physicality, to use an animalistic sense of life, but perfected in a way that only the Torah can. On Pesach, we couldn't tolerate any chametz. But on Shavuos, it's a mitzvah, it's avodas Hashem, part of our karbanos, to have chametz. Sefer HaChinuch explains further that there's a very big anomaly when it comes to the Shtei HaLechem is the fact that the Karban Omer on Pesach was barley flour. And over here, the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos was wheat, and it was actually made into delicious loaves of bread. Very different image than the barley flour. And the Sefer HaChinuch points out that barley flour is considered to be animal feed. Things you throw to the animals, you put it in your hand, and they lick it off. But bread, wheat bread, is something very much elevated for human consumption. And the idea is on Pesach, we have this animalistic sense. But on Shavuos, as we perfect ourselves, we arise to the level of Bnei Adam to use the Yetzer Hara, to use our physicality in a most special way. This is the idea, the Aruch HaShulchan, a beautiful idea, I'll close with this. The Aruch HaShulchan uses this to explain a very famous and very difficult Rambam. Most opinions hold nowadays Sfiras HaOmer, which we're wrapping up right now. Sfiras HaOmer is Derabanan, which makes a lot of sense, because the purpose was to count from the Karban Omer until the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Without those Karbanos, how could the counting be Daraisa? But the Rambam says that counting Sfiras HaOmer is still Daraisa without the Karbanos. And no one understands the Rambam. What's he talking about? There's no Omer. How could there be Sfiras HaOmer on a Daraisa level? Very hard to understand. We don't pass in like the Rambam. Sfiras HaOmer is not Daraisa nowadays. But to explain the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan and Tav Pei Tes write something incredible. He writes that the Rambam understood that the purpose of counting the Omer was not about counting from this carbon to that carbon. It wasn't really the Siba, that was just the Simen. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rambam holds that the Daraisa mission of this time period is to elevate ourselves from animals to people, which was represented when we had carbonos with the barley at Pesach time and elevating ourselves to the wheat, to the bread of human beings on Shavuos. But the Rambam holds, even without the Karbanos, the message is still true on a Daraisa level. It's always been that way, and it remains that way. The mission to elevate ourselves from being animalistic to becoming human beings, that is a Din Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Maybe why Sfiras HaOmer could be Daraisa nowadays, even without the Karbanos. An amazing idea to think about, as we've made it almost all the way through, to as we arrive to Shavuos, to realize that we have a life of Torah that shapes our entire lives, makes everything lachem, really lachem. It turns everything that we do. We have mitzvahs that apply in our work, in our travel, in our eat. We turn basically animalistic, mundane things into elements of great kedusha.